Hello.
Hello, good evening. This is Will calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to participate, ma'am?
And what is the poll for?
Environmental issues in the state of Minnesota.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay, thank you. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you at least 18 years of age, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. In your opinion, ma'am, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Economy, jobs, inflation, taxes, government spending, education, healthcare, moral social issues, the environment, crime, drugs?
Oh, crime.
Crime?
Violence.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Also drugs.
Also drugs. Okay, thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Well, it's basically emissions from cars and fossil fuels.
Fossil fuels. Thank you so much. What about when it comes down to Minnesota specifically? What do you think is the most environmental issue facing Minnesota at this moment?
Well, to tell you the truth, I only moved here a couple of years ago, so I don't really know very much about the state. I spent my life in Wisconsin.
Okay.
So that's not I actually feel comfortable about trying to answer because I really don't know much about it.
Okay, no problem. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Mining in Minnesota, do you think they're doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job?
I have no idea.
Don't know. Okay, no problem.
I don't know.
Okay. What about medical manufacturing? Do you have any idea or you don't know?
No, I don't.
Okay. What about electric utilities? Do you have an idea?
Well, I know that they're trying to work with increasing air or windmills, and they're doing a lot to try and get the bills under control. So I'd say they're good.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What about when it comes down to agriculture and farming?
Again, I would say the farming industry here is probably pretty good, although I do know that they're having some problems in some areas. So I don't think it's bad or anything, but as with anything these days, it could probably be better. It would definitely could be better, I'm sure. Because everybody's price is off the chart. It's kind of hard for farmers to make it.
Yeah, that's everywhere. I understand. Thank you so much. What about when it comes down to refining? Do you have an idea?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? For example, environmental groups, do you think they're doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job at managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota?
Oh, from what I hear on PBS and the programs they run, I would say they're probably good.
Good. Okay, thank you. What about the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? Do you have an idea for them?
Not really.
Not really? Okay.
No, I don't.
What about forest and timber industries? Do you have an idea for them?
Honestly, no, I don't.
Okay. What about county land departments? Any idea?
Nope.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about U.S. Forest Service?
From what I hear and what I've read a little bit, I have, I'd say they're doing a good job.
Good job.
They could
use
my money, of course, but good.
Thank you so much. In your opinion, how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Well, any large industry, it's probably pretty important.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Very. Okay. Thank you so much. How significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
I would have to say it's probably very significant.
Okay, thank
you. There's a lot of land here.
Yeah, definitely. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Well, I would say at least same as harvested.
Thank you so much. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forests today than it was back in the 70s?
In the 70s? I couldn't answer that question.
Okay, no problem. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Well, gosh, as long as they're replacing what they cut down, then there shouldn't be a problem. So,
yes,
you know,
or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Would you state the question again so I make sure I've got that right?
Okay, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, what impact, if any, do you feel timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say it has a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
I would have to say it would have to have a negative impact.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
No, I don't think you could increase it without hurting it.
Okay. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses in federal, state, and county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
That was rather a long question. Would you repeat that, please?
Yeah. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial purposes on federal, state, county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
I think we not on government land, because usually those are national parks. I wouldn't want to be messing with our parks.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
I think that would be a very good idea.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Well, we're trying to get rid of burning things, so that wouldn't make much sense.
Okay, so you're at... Yeah, go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I'm still trying to think about it as to how it... I mean, we're going to be... You know, if we can get away from oils and stuff, but wood... Wood, I think we should be able to burn, because it's a natural
resource.
And, I mean, fire has been around for centuries. What would we do without it? So, yeah, I think think we should.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
It is okay.
Okay, thank you. Have you seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry, yes or no?
No, not really.
No. Okay, thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes, yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or do you think it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
No, it's a very strong component.
So you think it's a major component. Is that correct?
Yes, a major
okay.
Component.
Thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two trained facilities providing 200-plus hour certification, training and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public and private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Do you support
yes,
or oppose?
Yes, a support.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. We almost done. And finally, just the last few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical, or grade school? Some college, college graduate, or graduate degree?
Some college, but also technical training.
Okay, thank
a
massage, you so much.
A professional massage therapist.
Okay, thank you so much. That sounds very comfortable. Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
64. I mean 74. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Oh, large city.
Okay, thank you so much. Is your annual household income below the 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100?
Below 25. I'm
okay,
retired.
Thank, Okay, thank you. Do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Progressive.
Okay. Liberal, okay. In which of the following categories will you put your job or business? You already say you're retired, correct?
I'm retired, yeah.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much, and with all the respect, I just want to let you know that you are a wonderful person. Thank you so much for your time and every single one of your opinions. Thank you. Have a good
one. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.